Even more inflation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and a new report just out this morning showing producer prices at the wholesale level rose another 0.5% last month from March.
That, of course, includes food and energy and everything else that Americans are, that pain that we're feeling right now across the country, year over year, 11%.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone, that annual gain, slightly less than the record 11.5% gain year over year back in March. This is gas prices at a new record high yet again today. Regulars up 2 more cents. AAA puts the national average at $4.42 per gallon. Diesel also at an all-time high, just shy of $5.56. The president says fighting inflation is his top priority, but this hour his focus is COVID.
President Joe Biden is reminding the U.S. to stay vigilant as the U.S. nears the grim milestone of 1 million American lives lost to COVID, saying the virus has, quote, forever changed the country. It comes in a White House statement released hours before he convenes his second COVID-19 summit.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. About 20 multi-million-dollar homes on the Southern California coast are blackened in ruins after a wildfire in Laguna Niguel fueled by strong winds.
Carrying those embers from one house to another, hundreds of residents in this community evacuated first, voluntary evacuations, then mandatory evacuations, with law enforcement driving through this area, letting people know on a loudspeaker that they have to leave immediately because these homes could catch fire very quickly.
Mario Ramirez with Fox 11 TV. There are also evacuation warnings in mountain resort areas of New Mexico. Hundreds of homes burned there in Ukraine.
Russia did not gain any ground on Wednesday. In fact, Ukraine reclaimed about 5 villages near Kharkiv, which is the second largest city here, according to the British Defense Ministry.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. This as Finland, which has a long border with Russia, says it's ready to join NATO. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea is in the news on two fronts. First, acknowledging for the first time it has COVID cases. That has led to a national lockdown. North Korea has also test-fired another set of missiles, the 16th such test this year amid a nuclear and sanctions standoff with the U.S. The battle over abortion rights at the Senate.
The outcome was expected, a procedural vote falling short of a 60-vote threshold to advance legislation protecting abortion access nationwide.
Protecting the right to choose at this critical moment is one of the most consequential votes we could possibly take.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the vote is not hypothetical, given a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. All 50 Senate Republicans voted no, along with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin.
Make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion.
Other opponents also warned the bill would have allowed abortion access without limits. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The battle over gun owners' rights was in federal court in California.
An appeals court has ruled that California's ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons to adults under 21 is unconstitutional. In a 2-1 ruling, the panel of the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law violates the Second Amendment. The court ruled a lower court judge should have blocked what it called an almost total ban on semi-automatic centerfire rifles for young adults. The Firearms Policy Coalition challenged the strict California measure. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Again, we had an inflation update, an 11% year-over-year increase in prices at the wholesale level. We also got an update on unemployment. First-time jobless claims rose slightly this week to 203,000. On Wall Street, more selling is in store. Dow futures up more than 100 points the day after the Dow dropped another 326. The Nasdaq fell 373. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.